Well, hello everyone again. This is Chris McLaughlin, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today for the D Group Leader podcast. This is episode 6, and we are going to be talking today about pitfalls that we may experience in our D groups. And in fact, today is pitfall number 2, and we're going to be talking about basically the God of experience, the false God of experience. Now, before we get into that, let me just remind you a little bit about Leadership Lab. Leadership Lab. This is something that we're starting this year. Pastor Scott's starting this with a team of people to talk about leadership and leadership in the church. Now, as D group leaders, this is right up your alley, because here's the thing. We have, that right now there's over 50 D group leaders that are involved with leading groups at our church. And you guys are you guys are the main disciplers for over 300 people in our church. That's almost half of our church. And you're discipling them. You're leading them. You're caring for them. Your influence on them week after week and day after day is significant. And so I want to encourage you guys to come to Leadership Lab. What is Leadership Lab? It is a once a month training session, basically. And Pastor Scott has been putting this together. So it's going to be on the first Thursday of every month. And there's going to be different training topics that we're going to be going through. This next one, the very first one that we're going to do, is on Thursday, February 7th. So it's coming up this week, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And Pastor Scott's going to be teaching this one himself on servant leadership. It's going to be really good. So I'm actually bringing my entire D group to this one. Our D group meets on Thursday nights, and we said, you know what, let's all go. So we're all going to this together. So anyway, I hope that you guys can make it to Leadership Lab on the 7th. And you're going to hear more about other topics that are coming up in the next few months. Well, let's talk about this pitfall for today, the pitfall of the God of experience. What are we talking about here? So experience is really, I think, in a lot of ways, the God of our age, the lower G, lowercase g, God of our age. We live in a culture that's very feelings and emotions centric, right? Our experiences, the things that we go through day after day, causes emotion and feelings that can be either positive or negative. And we live in a culture that then judges what is right and wrong based on their own feelings, like what they experience. If it feels good, they're like, well, that's right. It's got to be right. And if it doesn't feel good, they're like, oh, I don't like that. This is not good. I'm going to reject that. It reminds me so much of Judges chapter 21, verse 25. So if you've ever read through the book of Judges, you can see this spiral downward of the nation of Israel as they're just getting worse and worse and getting more into their own sin and depravity. And the very last line of the whole book of Judges says this. It says, "In those days, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Oh man, like this, if there isn't a better line to describe our world today, right? It's just incredible. This is exactly where we are. And it's so messed up. It would be bad enough for us to base our concept of right and wrong on our thinking. Okay, so like, it's like instead of basing what we think is right and wrong on God's revelation, on God's word, it would be bad enough for us to just base it on human reason and what we think. But we've even degenerated to basing it on not just our thinking and reason, but on our emotions, like how we feel about stuff. Oh, well, I don't like how that feels, so that must be wrong. That's exactly where we are as a culture. How does this affect the church, and how does this affect your D group, and why is this a pitfall that we need to avoid? Well, it affects the church and your group in a couple ways. I think first of all, there's a consumeristic mentality that it develops. Why people leave churches and really why people leave small groups as well. If they don't like how it makes them feel, then they're going to reject it. If there's just a lot of drama going on in the group, sometimes people are like, I don't know, I want to be here anymore. You know, things like that. Instead of really sticking it out with people and committing to one another to pray for them and encourage them. I think though that the bigger problem is more about where people in the group is putting their faith. You know, your D group members, they can place their faith in the small group experience instead of placing their faith in the one true God. So let me give you a for instance, or what do I mean by this? An immature believer will start to feel closer to God, quote unquote, closer to God, when they had a good night at D group. Okay, so what would a good night be? They come to D group and, okay, so and they did their homework. Oh my goodness. Wouldn't you just be like blown away if your D group members did their homework? That's awesome. So they did their homework. They got prayed for. They had a need. They got prayed for, right? And maybe they had a right answer or two during the discussion. Okay, so they walk away from that experience feeling really good because they're like, man, I'm like on it tonight. And what they do is they end up walking away feeling, quote unquote, closer to God. But what happens when they come to group and they don't get a right answer? They don't get the attention of prayer for their problems. They don't do their homework. Now they feel distant from God. They're like, well, my emotions, I'm feeling unloved. I'm feeling like I don't have the right answers. I must not be smart enough. I don't know enough about the Bible, so I must be far from God. And their experience is dictating their perception of God's love for them and even their perception of God's character. And this is a huge, huge problem. So I think it's a problem for two reasons. The first is because the concept of God that they have in their mind is no longer the concept of the one true God. We can ask ourselves this question based on just the example that I gave. Does God extend mercy to those who have done their D group homework? Does he only extend mercy to those who get the right answers? No, like God is compassionate and merciful, and he's compassionate and merciful toward sinners, right? Like toward the lost. So that's a totally wrong mentality about God. What about does God not care about our problems when we don't pray about them or when other people don't pray about them? Well, no, of course God does. In fact, Jesus, it says in Hebrews, Jesus knows everything that we're going through and he knows it firsthand. And he's seated at the right hand of God right now, interceding for us. Like he's praying for us right now. Like all of this, the concept that they have of God is just skewed. This is no longer the God of the universe. This is some false God, the God of experience. Okay, so I think that's one major, major problem that this causes. A second problem that I think that this causes is that it develops in the D group member kind of an anti-church, anti-pastor mentality. Maybe you've heard this maybe in your group now or in a group that you've been in the past, but when people come into a group and they're like, well, I don't really need to go to church because, you know, my small group, that's my church. That's where I really experience God. This is a problem. Okay, this is a big problem. See, people who make the D group experience their God, they'll often tend to think of D group as their church and they'll stop coming to church. They'll stop listening to the sermon. They'll stop engaging with the larger body of Christ. But D group leaders, listen, the church, being a part of the larger body of Christ is so important. In church, when we are in a worship service, the things that are taking place in the service is much more than just a teaching or eating bread and wine, all right? Like in church, it is Christ himself who ministers to us through his word. It is Christ himself that ministers to us through the sacraments. You know, it's not a pastor that's ministering, it is Jesus that's ministering to us. And we have to really understand this. And as we sit in church and we're listening to the sermon, we take the cup and the bread and we eat that. You know, there's so much more that's going on than just an example of a meal or just a teaching like a TED Talk. It's so much more than that. So how do we combat this? How do we work against this? Well, right now you may be thinking of someone in your group who may be struggling with this. Maybe they've made your D group their God. So I want to give you three things that you can do really quick. First, combat the false God of experience by teaching the one true God and his gospel. You know, one of the most remarkable things about the gospel is that it reveals the character of God. It totally does. It as we talk about the gospel, the finished work of Christ, that he died for sinners, and that he did so because he loves them. Like, this just reveals his character. So make sure that week after week you are teaching a lesson that focuses on the gospel, revealing who God is. Show them his character, and show them how the false gods of this world don't compare to the one true God. Show them this, okay? So that's the first thing. Well, the second thing is, and this is just something really practical that you can do to combat a little bit of this mentality, but I'd say just start sitting together at church as a D group. Now, our group, we started doing this about a year ago. It was actually something that people in our group, they brought up. They wanted to start doing this because they noticed that we all go to the same service, which makes it easy. And we just said, hey, let's just start sitting together. So we kind of take up a whole row over on the right side, and we all sit together and make that part of our routine as a D group. I would say, you know, if you can do something like that, where just it's emphasizing the importance of being in church together, man, that can go a long way. And if you want to even take it another step, man, like, you know, find ways to talk with your group members about what the Lord is teaching you through the preached word and the sacraments. Like, maybe go out to lunch afterwards, or just have a conversation with your D group members about what God has been teaching you through the services. And man, I think that can really change someone's perspective on what is happening with church and being in church. The last thing, and this is again very practical, but sometimes we have to go to this step. And if someone in your group is really struggling with this, really making the God of experience their God, then it may require an individual conversation, like a one-on-one, hey, you know, we need to talk about this kind of a thing. And in this, you could do this very gently and bring up just the conditions that you're seeing in their heart, where it seems like how they are responding at group really, or how the group makes them feel is what is sort of determining what's going, like their perception of their relationship with God. Now, if you need help with this, come and talk to me about it. Talk to your D group shepherd about it. We would love to help to kind of navigate that with you, and to see how we can help you to equip you to be able to have a conversation like that with the people in your group. Well, that's all for this time. Next time, what we're going to do, we're going to talk through the third pitfall that our D groups may encounter, and that is the pitfall of mission. So I hope you tune in next time to the D Group Leader podcast.